Blog Talk Radio.
See you.
Okay, we're gonna find it, y'all. Hallelujah, we're gonna find it. because I found out that these folks have a love for the song that I'm getting ready to play. And if I can find it, glory to God. Hallelujah. I've got to ask the congregation, and I want y'all to say this in one voice. Ladies and gentlemen, who's in the house?
Yes,
hallelujah.
He was born to a virgin named Mary on Christmas Day. He bled and he died on the cross to take his sins away.
You take him high, you take him low, you take JC wherever you go. Now tell me who. Speaking to us, and he's speaking through us. Hallelujah. He's going to be speaking to you too. And you might put that on something that wasn't even spoken of, but the Holy Ghost gave it to you. Write that down too. Hallelujah. Get your cracker or your bread or your wafer or your toast or whatever, because we're going to have communion, your juice or your milk or water, whatever you're going to use.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If you don't have the actual elements, hallelujah, get that, because we're going to have Holy Communion. You know what we do. Hallelujah. If this is not the first time, you know that we take communion every service. You know why?
Yes.
Because it's the meal that heals. It's the meal that gives life, preserves life, provides life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, hallelujah, God said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you when I see the blood. So we thank God. We're going to make sure he see the blood, not just once a year. Not just, I don't know. Those folks could do that. Once a month. I don't knock the folks to do that, because I did that for many years. Unless I'm supposed to do it once a week. I don't knock the folks to do that, but I love doing it every day. Sometimes I do it two or three times a day. Watch out now. But often as you do this, come on now. Oh, Lord God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those angels said, boy, they sure got a whole lot of blood on that house. Let's keep on moving. Let's get to stepping. Oh, I was going to bring some disease. I was going to let the diseases hit them, but oh, I've got to get to stepping. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for that. So also we're going to be sharing with you that next Sunday we're going to be live again. Hallelujah. Lord willing. The delays is coming. We're going to be live again. And you know, we're going to have a fantastic fourth Sunday speaker. So y'all keep that in mind. And of course, you know, when we have fourth Sunday, you know what we have, don't you? We have a full dinner to go along with that. Is that all right? Hallelujah. You get the spiritual meal and then you get a physical meal. So we thank God for all of that. We're going to cover all the bases. Now, I can't tell you it's going to be two fish and five loaves of bread. I don't think so. But we're going to have, not this time. Plus, we're not going to have 5,000 up in here anyway. Praise the Lord. But anyway, we thank God for that. So that's a hallelujah. I'm trying to think about God, everything. We have a website. It's rymmi.org. R as in Ralph, Y as in Year, M as in Mary, I as in Isaac, .org. You can go to that and see a little bit more about the ministry. Thank God that the hallelujah, the website is up. So we praise God for all of that. And we thank God. Hallelujah, I tell you, we just love all of y'all. I'm almost out of breath. Glory to God. I heard that. My goodness. I heard that. I love you more and more. Hallelujah. Okay, God, glory to God. I got you covered. I know what you're saying there. Hallelujah. Well, bless God. Hallelujah. We're going to keep Pastor Peaches just arrived, but I've already done that. Praise God for Pastor Peaches.
Yeah.
I said, she got broad shoulders. Do you know that? Do you need a drink of water or a drink of Pastor Moore? Oh, excuse me. you need a pick-me-up anything? Because I know you've been working hard. You all right? Hallelujah. I didn't say that out loud, did I? Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord, forgive me now, Lord Jesus, for I have sinned. Hallelujah. Anyway, glory to God. Thank you so much. And I want y'all to get ready. And I guess it's part of the housekeeper's suggestions, too, to get those names that you're going to place up in the atmosphere. Because you know at least 5 or 10 people that backs against the wall and they're going through something, whether it's physical, mental, or what is it, financial, or social, or emotional. It's something, going through something, somebody back up against the wall, somebody feels hopeless. Hallelujah. Get their names together, because see, I found out, Sister Annette James, I found out that when the praises go up, hallelujah, do you know that? That is so awesome. So while those blessings are coming down from heaven, hallelujah, that's what the word of God says, I lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. The help is coming down, and while the help is coming, throw those names up in the atmosphere. So some of those folks, that the miracles and signs and wonders shall follow. Holler as you throw their names up in the atmosphere. Is that all right? And I got news for you. Glory to God. Throw your loved ones and your family. And a lot of times, a family doesn't require blood. It requires love. So you throw some folk up there that you love, and they may not be family, blood family, but they're still part of your family, your people you love. And then I've got news for you. The Bible says to love your enemies. Throw some of them enemies up there. You know that next-door neighbor that's always got mean and nasty, always got a bad word? Put her name up in the heaven because she needs Jesus, too. In fact, amen. She needs Jesus real bad. Hallelujah. Because you know what the Bible says in First Chronicles 16:22 and Psalms 105:15. You know what it said, don't you? Glory to God. It says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Both of them say the same thing. Yeah. So she in trouble. And so the lightning hit her house. Some of the fire might come on your house. So you want to pray for her? You're going to love her anyway. Put her name up in the atmosphere. Yeah. Put everybody that you can think of up in the atmosphere as we share the songs. And I'm going to try to get that together right now, the song we're going to play. But before I do that, Pastor Peter, do you want to give a testimony or anything right now? Do you feel up? Okay. Well, we want to. Oh, God bless you. And anybody got a testimony they just want to give? I mean, an encouraging, uplifting testimony. Hallelujah.
My uplifting testimony.
You got to get to your mic because we want the radio land. We want the radio land to hear it too.
Right.
And while you're doing that, I'm going to try to get to hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to try to get to this the song. Hallelujah.
My uplifting testimony is thank God to be alive. Because without him, I'm nothing. I thank God for my wheels, my family, my friends, and I just thank God for all he's going for me. And my health is getting better. It's not bad like it used to be, but I thank God for everything he is doing for me. I call him my husband. My boyfriend, my everything. He's the only person I look up to when I have problems or anything. So I love me some JC, and that's my testimony for today.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm trying to get me a nice little selection here. I think I got one here right here.
Glory to God.
I don't know. We're going to find out what this is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What is this?
Hallelujah.
Carol Powell. Angela James Hill, Elder Rosetta Carey, Elder Peterson, Hallelujah, Sister Cynthia, Prophet Cynthia, Dominique, Hallelujah, Justin, another Dominique,
I want you to put four on the four.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for these sisters in the Lord. We thank you that you have blessed their lives. You have called them to this ministry and to your service for such a time as this. We thank you, Lord, for imparting to them on today a special anointing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise and do magnify your name today. We give you the glory and the honor for each and every one of them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. The first, okay, first, Pastor Peaches, if you, can you please read the certificate? You don't have to read the name, but read everything else, and I'm going to call the one by one to come up. Poro shakara de la bushara. Read a bushakara de la bushakara de la bushakara.
Certificate for membership. Let it be known to all men that this person is a member in good standing. Presented on this sixth day of February in the year of our Lord, 2022, the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Pastor Dr. E.T. Bird and witnessed by Mrs. Willie May, Pastor Willie May Bird.
Hallelujah. The first one I'm going to call up is Mother Dolores Harris. Can you,
all right, Mom.
Can you come up?
All right.
If somebody can help her up.
I got
her. All right, praise God. Hallelujah. You have the Bible, too.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you right there. Hallelujah. Mother, where are you? Okay. Okay. And that is for you. And we have something else for you. Hallelujah. This is yours too. We prophesy into your life right now. Greatness. We prophesy right now to you that, hallelujah, every crooked place shall be made straight, every rough place plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed in your life. And everyone, family, and friends and community will see it in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Amen.
Welcome to the church.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. All right. Yeah. Okay. Can help with that too, see. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Okay, for Shakara. The next one is Yvette Harris. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Puro Shakari de Bo Shakara de Shakira. Purunda de Shakira de Bo Horshina de. I know some folks say, you doing this at the beginning of the service?
Yes.
Yes. Why not? Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is good. And when folks join the ministry, we want to let them know it's not a little thing. It's a commitment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And anoint her right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for Yvette right now. We thank you, God, that you're making every crooked place, every rough place plain. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that every valley is going to be exalted, every mountain and hill is going to be made low, and a rough place is plain, and your glory is going to be revealed in her life, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for her commitment and for her love, for ministry. Hallelujah. We thank you that, God, you are going to use her for your glory, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And here you go. Here you go. God bless you. All right. God bless you. Here you go. God bless you. All right. God bless you.
All right.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Last but not least, we have Sister Anjanette Harris.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. On behalf of every member of this church, be lucky extending you this certificate of membership. Hallelujah. Anointed right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you for, hallelujah, this mighty sister of the Most High God. We thank you that, hallelujah, your plans and your desires to use her in a mighty way is great, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the greatness that's in her right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for making every crooked place straight, every rough place plain. Hallelujah. Exalted every valley, mountain and hill, making low. Hallelujah. And your glory shall be revealed in her life, and all of us shall see it together. The church, her home, her family, the community in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for blessing her superabundantly above in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Love you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's free today. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Okay, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the family of God, I want you to point your hands towards you. This family.
Hallelujah.
The family. Father God, we thank you that you're strengthening the family, that you're providing for their needs, oh God, that you're giving them prosperity, spiritual, emotional, physical, and social, and financial prosperity in Jesus' name. We thank the Lord for blessing and delivering and setting them free of every stronghold of the enemy. Torn down, be torn down in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for victory in their lives. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We welcome you in Jesus' name. We welcome you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap up in here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're the most sacred of the most crazy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to try to get my technical assistant to do something special for me. Hallelujah. Okay. My technical assistant is Siri. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Siri, play Revelation 19.
Hey, Siri. Say Revelation 19.
Pray for Siri, y'all.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Siri.
Hallelujah.
Pray Revelation 19. Hey, Siri. Hey, Siri. Pray Revelation 19. I had to say it three times.
Come on, Siri.
Hey, one for the Father, one for the Son, one for the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My glory,
hallelujah.
Honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord
our God.
Come on, everybody, give the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory.
Salvation and glory.
I dare you to sing it. Honor and power.
Honor and power.
The Lord our God.
Unto the Lord.
I don't care what everybody else says. The Lord our God is mighty.
Oh, God.
Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God is wonderful.
The Lord our God,
yes,
he is
one. Put it in your spirit. Open the friendly to the atmosphere. Everybody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
wonderful.
He is
wonderful.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
To the King of Kings.
He
yes.
God,
and the Lord our God.
Thank you.
Testimony.
Oh,
Hallelujah. If there's somebody in your family that you know hasn't accepted Christ, put their name in the atmosphere right now. Lord, it won't stop. Hallelujah. So they can have good testimony. Oh, we're not following your normal agenda of what we do on Sunday. But we got to be led by the Spirit. Is that all right? Is that all right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, say. Say, see them. Use your imagination and see them in the spirit realm, shaved and on fire for the Lord, lifting up the holy hands, one without doubt and one glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Mr. Napoleon. Lord, we believe your word. You believe to God and we rose to death. And because we believe that and we ask that you already said, heal, forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all righteousness as we forgive everybody else and everything they've ever done to us. We thank you, O God, that we are saved. Hey, hallelujah. Oh, see that loved one saved. See that enemy saved. See that person next door neighbor saved. See that one across the street saved. See that fault saved. See that people now. See them saved. In Jesus' name. Oh, you're the voice of God. You're the voice of God. Hallelujah. Christ as their Savior, but there may be someone who hasn't. Hallelujah. But we can examine ourselves right now. And every time we see that part in the scripture about examining yourself, we think about the things that we've done that was not pleasing in God's sight. So we thank God for his word and his covenant name. So we thank God for, hallelujah, the Lord God in Jesus' name, being Jehovah Tsidkenu. He is our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, and even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Hallelujah. Please forgive us of every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything that's ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, again, we turn to our text on this Communion Sunday. Hallelujah, glory to God. And it says, again, examine yourselves. And we do just that. We comprehend, we fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53. And 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. 1 Peter 2:24 says, of course to God. I already did that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Revelation 1 and 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah, glory to God. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1, 14, hallelujah, Matthew 26, 28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, your words say, Lord, that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves, glory to God. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. We thank you for your word on today, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. On the same night, glory to God, in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread, hallelujah, and when he had given thanks, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, again. He said, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61:1-3. Your word says that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing right now. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our lives. bodies right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ for real. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the tops of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural, greater miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for signs and wonders and miracles following the word. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ prevail right now. Your word says in Matthew 15:26 and 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Hallelujah. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. And hallelujah, Galatians 3:26 and Psalms 100 says, hallelujah, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
And on the same night, praise Shakara the Bosha, in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the cup also. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared that this is the New Testament in my blood. I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. Hallelujah. This is my new inheritance. This is my new gift to you. And I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Put on the bus, shakara, the bus, shakara, the one. Hallelujah. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said, when I see the blood, hallelujah, thank you, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Israel shall overtake you.
Thank you, Jesus.
When I see the blood, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. In the spirit of Elijah, the Tishbite, We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, brings to nil every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught thing, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We bless your name today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bear to my heart was the blood of life. Glory to his name. Sing it, glory to his name. Precious name. Glory to his name. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We bless the name of the Lord.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
And hallelujah. Right now, hallelujah. Glory to
thank
God.
You,
we thank God for our family daily confession.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family and our extended family. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, chaste in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machine. We know who we are from God's prophetic record and not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now unto him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. See, the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peaches, what time is it
hallelujah.
Now?
Time for the word.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
It is time for
the word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise
hallelujah.
The Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
thank
the
you,
Lord.
Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he is. Y'all folk don't know what's happening. Because when I say praise the Lord, a lot of people will tell you praise the Lord. But see, you don't know what Lord they talking about. For a lot of folks, the devil's their Lord. To a lot of other folks, hallelujah, hey, Christ's their Lord, and Muhammad, and Buddha, and Confucius, and Paul, and all those other, and the knees, or whatever. But I just want to let people know,
that's right.
Jesus is Lord.
That's right.
Is that all right?
That's right. Amen.
That
amen.
Jesus is
amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah. He is our Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word on today. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Hallelujah. Touch these lips of clay. And let them speak with excellence and hallelujah, accuracy and boldness, hallelujah. And let the signs and wonders and miracles follow the word that shall be spoken in Jesus' name. We give you the praise. We give you the honor and the glory. those that shall receive the word, and it shall be done on good ground. Hallelujah. Receiving 30, 60, 100 fold, even a 1,000 fold increase in blessings. And we give you the praise and the honor and the glory in Jesus' name. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus is Lord all the time. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've been talking about and preaching on hallelujah faith and igniting your faith.
Yes,
this is the ninth part nine of ignite your faith.
Amen.
And because we understand how to push that kid in the Romans 1:17 for you the book of we say that they said, okay. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Galatians 3:11. What it is, it says that the just shall live by what?
Faith.
Faith got you here.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
The just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. Y'all got to understand that. Y'all got to ignite your faith. Now,
amen.
We done learned from a precept to precept, Isaiah 28:10. Precept upon precept, line upon line. Hallelujah. That the only faith that we, now the time that we need to use is crazy faith.
Hallelujah.
Crazy faith is everybody think you're crazy if you believe what you said.
Hallelujah.
And y'all got to understand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And y'all get a seed. Y'all see a seed, got like an orange seed or an apple seed. Y'all know that that seed, inside the seed, is an apple tree.
That's right, man. Amen.
All it has to do is be planted in some soil. Is that right?
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Somebody go to Genesis chapter 2.
Amen.
Verse 7, go there real quick.
Genesis chapter 2.
When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Okay, read.
It says,
yea, God, Yahweh, God formed man from the dust of the earth and breathed into.
Yeah, you got to say it again because they can't hear you in radio land.
Yahweh, God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Now, I want to let you know.
Hallelujah.
That if you're a farmer, and there's another scripture, what's it, Genesis 8:22?
Genesis 8.
I got that one for real.
22.
Okay. Don't.
Got it.
Okay. Somebody always said they got it. Let me hear it.
It says, while the earth remains seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease.
Okay. Yeah. Let me get it to you. You got a farmer. Seed time. He don't plant no seed. But when harvest time comes, he go out there with instructions, stuff to get a harvest. What is he going to get?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Why?
He didn't plant nothing.
But you heard somebody say, I'm waiting for my ship to come in. And they waiting for years. Why?
They ain't sending no ship out there.
People praying, why hasn't God given me what I asked for? You got to plant a seed.
Amen.
Yes.
When you get a seed, you get an orange seed, an apple seed, what do you plant it in?
Dirt. Soil.
Now, you go back to Genesis 2:7, what it says. We are dirt.
Amen.
That's what, come on now. You got to follow me on this.
Amen.
In order for you to get some kind of harvest, you need to plant that thing you want from God.
Amen.
Somebody go preach your case on the Lord's shelter. Hallelujah. Oh, you read the scripture, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, praise God.
Yes,
all right. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Somebody go to my shelter in the morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. She threw it out my head. Oh, Holy Ghost, you're going to have to help me. Come back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No. When you want a harvest,
amen.
You've got to plant a seed.
That's right. Yes.
2 Corinthians chapter 10. Let's start with verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
Got it.
Verse 3. Let me hear you.
And.
Hold it. Got to get a mic on you.
2 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 3.
Hallelujah.
Verse 3.
And they sent and called him. So true.
For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh.
Uh-huh. Keep on.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Yes. Okay. Hold it there. Thank you, sister. You got to remember, again, it's precept upon precept. Now, when we started this teaching, we told you there are four things to ignite your faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. I wish if I had somebody to remember all four of them.
To ignite your faith.
The four things I mentioned. Yes. Go ahead. Let me hear it.
Okay. To ignite your faith, you have to have the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, remember your victories of past, and hearing testimony of others.
Yeah, Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. Somebody keep us up notes. But here's the key to all of that.
Hallelujah.
It's information. Hallelujah. It's revelation.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's why the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Now, I mentioned on the last teaching.
Hallelujah.
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 There's four types of knowledge.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Excuse me, five types of knowledge. I mentioned that.
Hallelujah.
Now, somebody got that. I might have to give her a double dose.
I didn't get anything right there.
Oh, hallelujah. Well, let me give you five types of knowledge. Because, see, I'm going somewhere with this. I might have to deal with this on Wednesday, but that's all right. We're going to start it anyway. And all of the knowledge is of God.
Mm-hmm.
True knowledge is of God. Can you read those scriptures we got for today? Y'all better write them down.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on now.
Yes.
What y'all call it up with
y'all? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Philippians 3. Verses 13 and 14. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Job chapter 22, verse 28. Genesis chapter 1. And Mark chapter 11, verses 23 and 24.
Praise God. Okay, what's that first scripture?
Proverbs. 1:7.
Holly, read that for me, please.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And y'all got to follow what we're saying here. First of all, knowledge, true knowledge, comes from God. No place else comes from God.
Yes.
I got it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, go ahead and read it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
You've got to understand, true knowledge comes from who?
God.
God.
Lord. Hallelujah.
The Lord. Hallelujah.
Not from the TV.
Amen.
Not from the movie theater.
Amen.
Not from the periodicals.
Amen.
They come from God.
Yes.
Da, 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 da.
Thank you.
Okay, so here are the five. Y'all, you going to have to write this down because I might ask it again, and I might give a double portion if you get all these right the next time I ask. The first five types of knowledge is learned knowledge.
Yes. Learned
knowledge.
Learned.
And we're talking about the Word of God. It's learned knowledge. You read the Word of God. Okay. Okay. Then you have discerned knowledge.
Yes.
Discerned knowledge.
How do you spell that?
That's a good question. Ask somebody next to you. How do you spell
that?
And the next one, discerned knowledge, that's revelation, revealed knowledge.
Yes, amen.
That's the learned knowledge jumping off the page to you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So that's discerned knowledge.
Yes.
And then you have applied knowledge. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In other words, that's doing the thing.
Yes.
Putting it into action, being a doer as well as a hearer.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then there's modeling knowledge.
Amen.
Modeling, like you model. Modeling now. You're copying another cat.
Yes.
Okay. And you're all right as long as you're copying the right cat.
Amen.
The Bible says, "Follow me as I follow Christ." So if they follow Christ, you can copy them.
Hallelujah.
And then the last knowledge is teaching knowledge.
Teaching
knowledge. So you got learned knowledge, discerned knowledge, activity knowledge, highly modeling knowledge, and teaching knowledge.
Number three was applied knowledge.
That's right, applied knowledge.
Modeling. Modeling knowledge.
And five is teaching knowledge. Now, if you're taking notes, teaching knowledge is kind of knowledge that you got to have. And say you listen to somebody, and they tell you, tomorrow you're going to teach the class.
Amen.
You would take notes a little differently than you would if you were just sitting in the back of the room. Is that right, Buster?
Yeah, that's right.
You're teaching the book. Say, what? Oh, let me just. And can you start at the beginning again and go over? See?
Yeah.
So you do it a little different. But that's kind of those are knowledge. And why I told you that is because it's connected to faith. Because your life in God is a faith walk.
Hallelujah. Yes, it is.
You're not fighting the devil. The devil's already defeated.
Amen. Thank you.
Your enemy is not your neighbor. Not really.
Amen.
You're fighting the
enemy.
Good
fight of faith,
fight of faith.
Yes.
In your mind. All right, read that scripture, Pastor Peaches. Next scripture, what's that?
Philippians 3:13-14.
Oh, yes. See,
brother.
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
Philippians 3:13-14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah. I want to let you know that you cannot hook yourself up with the world and expect to be blessed of the
Amen.
Lord. And when I say that, I mean your blessings, your anointing, what God doing things he said he was going to do in his word, comes from you realizing
Hallelujah.
That you got to live from the inside out,
Amen.
Not the outside in.
Amen.
Your greatness is on the inside of you already.
Hallelujah.
Every man, woman, boy, girl, to ever live was in the seed of Adam.
Mm.
You think about that. God only stooped down one time in the dirt and formed Adam. Is that right?
Amen. Yeah.
Now, Adam was slain in the spirit, and he made the Eve with the woman.
Yes.
But she came from Adam. Is that right?
Amen.
Yes.
So all of it was faith.
Yes.
And if you want to harvest, you got to put the seed in the dirt. And what's the seed? Glory to God. Luke 8:11. Somebody get that real quick. When you get that, say amen.
Amen.
Luke 8:11. Hallelujah. 11. Okay. Well,
amen.
Okay. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
All right. Go ahead.
Now, the parable is this. The seed of the word of God.
The seed is the word of God?
Yes.
When you got to understand it, if you want to harvest on the word, hallelujah, you want to harvest on what God said, you got to plant that. And see, look, when you read it once, it's information. You keep reading it, meditate on it, you get revelation.
Amen. That's the truth. Yes.
Amen. Now, I'm going to tell you, you've got to plant that seed deep in you.
Right.
You putting the seed just on your lips or on your ears ain't going to do it. They tell you when you plant a seed, you got to at least put it 6 inches, depending on what you kind of see.
Amen.
You got to put it, you kind of little seed down in there.
Amen.
And then you got to water the word with what? The word. Keep repeating it. Keep
that's
making
right.
it.
Right. Amen.
I mean, if God keeps repeating stuff in his word, and we say Ephesians 5 and 1 says, be like him as a dead child, we need to do that.
Amen.
But again, the just shall live by what?
Faith.
Two scriptures that say that. The first scripture is in Romans. Romans what?
Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
Nope. See? Okay. The next one's in Galatians. I mentioned these just a few minutes ago. Y'all got to follow me now. This is class. This ain't time for no entertainment. Ain't no time for you to sit back. Keep them.
Romans
1:17. Oh, come up here. Hallelujah. Great shout.
Galatians 3:11.
Come on now. Just
shout. Hallelujah.
Mario,
go shout. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I can't hear you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Go on,
Pastor.
Hallelujah. Anyway, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
You're planting seed.
Glory to God.
Planting seed will get you the harvest. You got to understand that.
Amen.
But you got, you know, faith.
Hallelujah.
You live by faith. That's
amen,
it.
Amen, amen.
Shout, jump in and shout. Get all emotional. That sounds cool. But the word of God, it didn't put no emotion on it. It's
amen.
Just the word of God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
The word of God doesn't depend on whether you will get emotional about it.
Amen.
It says, do what it do.
It's the word.
Rachel. Let it do what it do.
Amen.
Ain't no, you have to run through no truth and jump over buildings and all that kind of stuff. That's all right. Hallelujah. But you got to plant the seed.
Amen.
Example, you want a house. You ain't got one. Get yourself $2-3.
Amen.
And go to somebody who's in a house. Who got a mortgage and say, give a Holy Ghost handshake.
Yes.
You need a car. Come on, shop, car, da, da, da. You find somebody who's got a car note. You know, note says, you better pay on the 15th or you ain't going to have no car. So you want to help that person out. You plant a seed.
Hallelujah.
Well, what seed do you plant? You plant a seed of what you want to come up in your life. Is that right?
Amen.
You don't plant no a lemon seed if you want a corn crop.
Amen.
No, you don't.
Y'all got to understand.
Amen. Thank
but
you,
you got to visualize this. Not just, okay, give me another scripture, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Job 22:28.
Thou shalt, go ahead, read it.
Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways.
God spoken out of his mouth. You've got to speak stuff out of your mouth. You've got to be prophetic in your conversation.
Yes.
And speak stuff out of your mouth. You got to visualize this stuff. We read 2 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3-5 talks about, hallelujah, imagination. That was one of the greatest things God ever gave human beings.
Amen.
Was imagination.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Even when God gave Noah instructions to build this ark, he ain't never seen no boat.
Amen.
He's miles and miles away from the water.
Amen.
But God comes and says, look here, build this thing. Well, how am I gonna build it? Build it, yeah, hey, this is how you're going to build it. It's this, that, and there. And you have to see it with the eyes of his faith.
Amen.
You've got to see your loved ones saved with the eyes of your faith. You've got to see that new home with the eyes of your faith. You've got to visualize it.
Amen.
It's going to come on the inside,
right,
and then come out.
Amen.
Not outside coming in.
Amen.
But waiting for the white man, the red man, the green man, the orange man, somebody else. Do something for you.
Amen.
You got the power.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You can decree a thing and it shall be established.
Yes.
Job 22:28. What's the next one?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My honorable son.
This is one. Thank you, Jesus.
God said, see, the world did not come into being until God spoke it out.
Thank you, Jesus.
I got it.
Hallelujah.
He spoke it out.
Thank
he
you.
Said it.
Thank you, Jesus.
It was in his heart, but it didn't come to being until God
spoke it. Thank you, Jesus.
Until he spoke it. And God said, and God said, and God said, and God said. And by the time he was finished, hallelujah, the world was here.
Amen. Amen.
And everything that ever needed to be in this world was here.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Ain't nothing new under the sun. You said, well, what about this car? What about this airplane? I got news for you.
Hallelujah.
In Genesis, it says, God, God, God drove Adam and Eve out of the garden.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that's, okay, what about the airplane? Oh, boy, I need to borrow something from you.
Elijah.
Okay, okay.
Elijah.
No, I'm not talking about him. Okay, we can talk about him, but Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 10.
Hallelujah.
Verse 20. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Verse 20. I need to borrow something from you.
It says, curse not the king, no, not in thy sword, and curse not the rich in thy bedchamber, for a bird of the air shall carry the voice. And that which hath wings shall tell the master.
I don't know about you, but people are flying all over the world. You know, they got the word.
Hallelujah.
The bird of the air. Bless be God. Nothing new under the sun.
Amen.
You said, well, look here. Okay, they made this new DeLorean. What did they make the car out of?
Amen.
Stuff has been here for thousands of years.
Yes.
Since God created it.
Yes. Hallelujah.
But somebody imagined this thing.
Yes.
That's right.
In their heart, in their
Amen.
Mind.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen.
They saw it.
And that's how I got here.
That's yes. right. Amen.
You've been waiting. God's been waiting on y'all to act like me. He said, act like me.
Amen.
And y'all still want... Lord, when you gonna bail us out? God, everything that God gives you, 99% of everything that God gives you is in a seed form.
Mm. Glory to God.
Oh, yeah, no, he said so in his word. You check out Genesis. He gave it to you in a seed. The seed is in itself.
Mm.
And then says, Lord, I'm waiting on you. God said, what he's been waiting for, some folks he's been waiting for. For 20, 30 years. Some 4 score years.
Mm-mm-mm.
I know he waited for me for about at least 3 score.
Hallelujah.
That's 60 years, y'all. But anyway, praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's important for you to understand you got to deal with this in your heart first.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And then the word of God. And your gifts, your blessings, the answers to prayers.
Amen.
Don't depend on your emotions. It's on his word.
Amen.
Have faith in his word.
Amen.
You're not fighting the devil. He's already defeated.
Amen.
The man, look, you might want to kill him a couple of times while he's down, but look here. The fight's over.
Amen.
Jesus said, it's finished.
Amen.
He took the keys of death and hell.
Amen.
It's all finished. What you got to fight is the fight, the good fight of faith.
Amen.
You got to believe God. Give me another scripture. I don't know what time I got.
Mark 11:23.
Oh, God.
It says, well, verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain,
come on now,
be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he hath shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith.
Crush him, he said. Y'all have been waiting for God to move your mountain. Very
person,
he said, I gave you the power to do it.
And therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
That mountain in your life, that hurdle in your life, that, glory to God, that stronghold in your life, say, God, can you remove the stronghold? No, you do it. You speak to that mountain.
Amen.
And tell it where to go. You speak to that, you tell that mouth how big your God is.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Oh, wait for the Lord. And then have the audacity to get angry at God because he didn't move the mountain that he already gave you the power to do.
Amen.
Jesus said, greater things would you do than I do.
Hallelujah.
And you stood up there waiting for God to come and bail you out.
Hallelujah.
You better read his word.
Thank you.
His word is fuel for your trick.
Yes.
Through this dispensation.
Yes. Thank you.
Faith is the fuel, the energy.
Yes.
Everything is built on faith. Is there another scripture there?
That was the last one.
That is a scripture that talks about you got to, hallelujah. You've got to understand that you cannot exist without faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. You cannot exceed. Excel, be number one without faith. Faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Let him shout out on the voice sound. We didn't know that about corner, that about another voice sound that it is. One of them will stop crying on the voice sound. One of them, the devil is a liar.
Hallelujah.
If you think, man, you're the voice sound. If you think, man, you're the voice sound on the voice sound.
Hallelujah.
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 Bless the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory.
We thank God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. We're going to have to continue with 10 on Wednesday.
Hallelujah. Amen.
But faith, you don't have any faith. You didn't ignite your faith. You ain't going to make it, baby.
Hallelujah.
That's like trying to live in this life and you can't breathe.
Oh, hallelujah.
Can't live in this life and you can't eat.
Hallelujah.
It's impossible.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be God. For look at some agile now.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. I don't know what time it is, but
hallelujah.
It must be time.
4:38.
Oh, my goodness. Well, blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for the ears have heard and our hearts have met. I felt hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the seed that was sown on good ground.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Lord, we thank you that you give us 30, 60, and 100 fold.
Yes. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in our sight. The Lord, our servant and our redeemer. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Join us, hallelujah, for morning worship at 7 a.m.
Yes.
If you want the conference call line,
hallelujah.
You need to call us after the service, and we will give it to you.
Hallelujah.
And then join us on Wednesday at 7 p.m., and we'll give you another dose of the faith
one. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. More love to thee, O Christ.
More love to thee, now give me all I crave. Oh, Hallelujah.